Well, welcome everybody to the Rock Life Podcast. This is Pastor Dan Roth with my favorite person on the planet.
You have to say that.
I don't have to. It's the truth.
Yeah, but you still have to say that.
Well, I do have to say that you are more pretty than Pastor Antonio.
Well, thank you. That is quite a compliment.
No, I am so glad to have this time to just talk with you, Pastor Jess, on the Rock Life Podcast. Talking about everything Rock Church, and for those of you that are viewing, I know that we have our listeners, but for our viewers, we have some product placement, this podcast. Beautiful cups sitting in front of us.
They're diner cups.
Now, diner cups, okay, so what would you call this color? Because I know that men and women have different...
muted blue.
Yeah, so I would have just said blue, but you muted blue?
Well, yeah.
What Crayola color would they call this, like...
Blue.
That's regular old blue?
It's regular blue.
But it's got the Rock Church on it, so
what,
I don't
do
know if y'all...
What, do you think it's purple? What color do you think that
blue.
Is?
No, blue. I would have said blue.
You know, I know men are known to be colorblind.
No, let's not start a fight.
Oh, let's do it. Because the other day when we were walking through the back hallway, Pastor Brian...
Oh, now you're going to throw Pastor Brian under the bus?
The carpet was blue, but the carpet is clearly gray. And so I just want to say...
Well, you know... I know that the cones and rods in people's eyes pick up different hues along the way, and especially up against the dark carpet of the back hallway that we just installed that replaced the 20-year-old carpet that was driving me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine it might look a little blue because of the gray. And gray, doesn't gray carry, don't you have like grayses and bluish grays and steel?
There are hues of other colors that pull in.
So do you think, Pastor Jess, that maybe Pastor Brian's eyes are so good?
He's so deep. And insightful that he's seen beyond.
He
even
saw
in
the
color,
blue.
Maybe.
He saw the blue where you did. Maybe you're the colorblind one.
Nope. That's not possible.
Oh, see, I told you we're starting to fight. So Pastor Jess, I can drink this. If I look like this, I can.
Yeah. Well, that must be nice.
But this is bugging you, huh?
I'm on the wrong side of the table.
Because what happens when we spin your cup around here?
They don't get to see the logo.
No more logo.
The only people is that camera shot can maybe see it.
Behind you?
Yes.
But see, the moment you start to drink, it's gone.
Yes. What do you have in yours?
I got flat, regular water.
It's boring. I got sparkling water.
Now, what is it with you in sparkling water?
I learned a long time ago not to drink my calories.
Uh-huh.
And so I liked soda.
Yes.
And now I can't have soda.
You can, but you don't allow yourself soda.
I don't allow myself.
Because you don't want to drink 120 calories
die.
Every can. Yeah, well,
so,
yeah, that
yes.
has helped.
So
too.
I drink sparkling water.
Okay.
And I like the way it tickles my stomach.
Tickles your stomach. That's a cute way of saying that. Well, hey, speaking of tickling our stomachs, not really, but that's the best transition I could make. But, hey, we're just a week away.
That is really scary.
From RockCon.
For me.
Why is that scary?
Because I organize everything.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm
like
freaking out. Is everything done? Are all the I's dotted and the T's crossed?
I need to go look at a calendar right now and plan the rest
goodness.
Of the week. Yeah.
Yes. Now, I am excited, though. I'm anticipating an amazing conference.
Yeah, and it's going to be great.
Last year's conference blew me away. I mean, I know it was our first one.
Well, we didn't even know if we wanted it.
That's true.
Yeah, that was Pastor Joey's. Like whole push, right? And I was like, I don't know.
Which,
I
want to
have my women's conference.
Now that you breached the subject, a lot of people have been asking about Pastor Joseph because he went to Colorado.
Yes.
He was trying to figure out, is he going to plant a church? What's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And an opportunity opened up with him in Patriot Church.
Yep.
And so, hey, you're getting this first announcement to
the
Rock Church World Outreach Center.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's
because
so
people
dumb.
Have been seen on social media.
I know.
But Pastor Joseph actually got an opportunity with Patriot Church to be the campus pastor of their Corona campus. So congratulations, Pastor Joseph and Marnie.
We love you guys.
Congratulations to Patriot Church for getting a wonderful pastor
Adam.
And
yep.
Pastor Adam and my gosh, the whole
We love them.
Family.
They're
Patriot
family. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Patriot means family. It's like patriarchal.
They're
you know what
getting
I mean?
A good pastor.
Absolutely. They're getting the best.
Yep.
Pastor Joe is the best. So anyways, but it was his vision. He wanted to do an all-church conference and had been bugging us about that for years. And so last year we caved.
Yes. And then he left.
And then he sure did. He was like, all right, guys,
now
it's done. I'm out.
It's on us. And actually, we had talked about doing RockCon, the Rock Church Conference for everybody.
RockCon.
All ages, all departments, everybody coming together as one.
Yeah.
And then we were saying the next year we'll do a women's conference because that was our women's conference slot. and we had given it up for RockCon. And so I had already booked Denisa Suarez, who is Dr. Denisa, and a minister as well. And she is a Christian sex therapist, but yes. She's not just a sex therapist. They're actually licensed for mental illness and all of that as
family
well.
Family and therapy all that.
And so they do it all.
Her and her husband, Jorge, who's now Dr. Jorge Suarez.
Yes. And they are just delightful. They're so fun and they're so wise. And
so you already had Denisa booked?
Had Denisa booked. And then I had Catherine Wolf coming.
Tell us about Catherine Wolf, because you went to Atlanta for a conference, mm-hmm. and you heard her, and it touched you really deeply, right?
Well, I mean, maybe it was the season I was in. So I had booked a conference. I try to book one conference a year as mm-hmm. a pastor to like be for myself,
yeah,
for me to get filled up. And so I wanted to go to the Passions Women's Conference. And so
Passion City Church, Pastor Louis Giglio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great people, great church.
So it was just, you know, it was in April and it was right after my dad died. You know, we didn't plan dad dying. I don't think anybody plans that. And so.
So here you are in the midst of the
biggest
loss, deepest grief.
Didn't want to go.
Didn't want to go to a conference.
No. And my team was like, you're coming. And even my family was like, you're going. I know you're broken, but you need to just get away. You've been taking care of all of us during this season. Just get on a plane and go and hide. Hide in the back of the crowd, but just be with God. And so I was in a very vulnerable, broken place.
Yeah.
In fact, I was so broken, I couldn't go to workshops or anything because nothing even delighted my heart. I just wanted to sit and cry or stare at a wall. It was like I wanted all the girls to go. I wanted some alone time.
Give me my space.
And so when I was sitting there, you know, talk about suffering, I saw my dad walk through suffering and mm-hmm. did it so well with God and so beautifully. And then here's Catherine Wolf walking, not even walking on stage, rolling in on stage because she's in a wheelchair.
She's in a wheelchair.
And
for our listeners, can you just give a brief background about her life?
She had a stroke. I've never known this woman or known anything about her before this conference, mm-hmm. but she had a stroke. And she was a model. She was in Hollywood. She was doing like some amazing things. I don't remember what her husband was doing. He was pretty high up there in his career too. And they were just starting to thrive in life. And she has like a stroke and it caused aneurysms. It caused all these things. Her whole left side fell.
She's paralyzed half of her body, right?
Paralyzed half of her body.
Yeah.
She had to learn how to talk again, learn how to eat again.
Wow.
And then it's a series of things that now have happened to her. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been one thing after another after another. I don't want to tell her story. I'll let her tell it. But
yeah, you got to come to RockCon to hear the whole story.
It was so amazing, her personality. She was the most delightful ball of joy I've ever met.
Even with all the challenges.
Yeah. And I just thought, okay, if she can do this, I can do this. And
so you kind of borrowed her strength.
Oh, yeah, man. She was talking about like suffering,
yeah,
and how it's something that you embrace because you take on the suffering of Christ.
Wow.
And that you can only find God in these moments.
Yeah.
And it was like such an empowering like thing for me to be like, okay, I can get through this.
That was
like
a word in season for
you. Yeah. Because I had just lost the hero, the one man in my life besides you, but my whole life was the only man that was my encourager and my anchor, and he was my best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like I lost a dad who I didn't love. You know, or I didn't see a lot, but I actually had a deep relationship with him. And so it was very hard. And so her words and her voice during that time, and I just thought, I wonder if I could get her to come. I mean, I don't know. Maybe does she travel that far? Because it's got to be hard for her to travel.
Yeah.
And so we asked, and she prayed about it. And I love when speakers are like, let me pray
about it.
That is
the
best. You know, and
that is the best.
It is, because it's like, then you know they're supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're not just like somebody who just travels around and like,
it's
another
gig.
Job to them,
you
know. But she really, I know she's going to bring her heart in this. And she's been nothing but incredible in our conversations, you know, behind the scenes. The girls.
I'm excited to meet her. I think this is going to be amazing.
I think it's going to change all of
us. I want to hear the words she has. Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of us are going to learn something.
So you had Dr. Denisa mm-hmm. already scheduled, and so you requested and she accepted. So you had them scheduled for this year.
Yeah.
But then we did RockCon last year.
And everybody was like, let's do it again. Woo! And I'm like, well, I have two speakers so far.
But I think it's so neat because the theme of this year is strength, right? Of 2025 for the Rock Church World Outreach Center. And being that it's a year of strength, you already had seen the strength in Catherine Wolf
oh, yeah.
through suffering and through every challenge she went through. Yeah. And then,
Denisa, that girl obviously has pushed through.
Yeah.
I mean, she came from the Dominican. She had to prove herself. She lives in a world with men. She has gotten every degree she can get. She has worked hard for the kingdom. Yeah. I mean, she is a woman of strength.
Absolutely.
She's a mom, a wife, a pastor. Like, she's done it all.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So they were great. So we invited Dr. Jorge along. Now, Dr. Jorge was a pastor. Mm-hmm. He was in worship.
Worship leader.
I mean, the guy has done albums in English, Spanish, and I believe Italian. You know, the guy's amazing.
He's
brilliant. And again, from the Dominican, came over. I remember him telling me about his first church that he started doing the worship pastoring at. He had like a 100-member choir over in Maryland.
I don't doubt that.
Like, something crazy like that.
People are attracted
to
him because he's so fun.
He is fun.
He's happy.
Yeah.
He's encouraging. Like, if you are down, just go to call Jorge because he's gonna
absolutely
like build you back up.
He's just such a lover. You know what I mean? Like, his heart is just so big. And so, I mean, again, we were talking about strength and what he brings, and I've heard him say some strong statements to men.
Yeah.
I've heard him say some things that I'm like, wow, I'm glad that he's bold enough to open that topic up.
They don't back down from a fight.
Oh no,
that's for sure.
No, it's crazy, and they will hit things head on. And so they're wonderful. Now, we did bring Julian Loback from last year.
Yes, which is so exciting.
That guy, you know, you talk about somebody.
He's from our hood.
He's from San Bernardino, y'all. Come on.
He's like, one of us.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I still laugh about the fact that he's like, you know, you're from San Bernardino when someone steals the barbecue out of your backyard. Like, his dad was barbecuing.
Well, it was still hot.
Still hot. Yeah. Somebody stole hot barbecue out of the backyard. Like, sorry kids, we don't have dinner tonight, someone stole our dinner, you know.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh. But yeah, you know, you talk about somebody with a heart. You know, we invited him back and he accepted, but he texted me and he said, hey pastor, I'm preparing for my sessions and you know, specifically looking at the breakout sessions, and he was saying, you know, can you share your heart with me? And I love that too, because it's not just about what their latest messages.
Yes, the
or
one message that they've coined, and then they preach it everywhere.
And I understand, like, when you travel,
that too. Yeah.
It's like, hey, I want to bring you the
word.
Best.
Yeah.
I want to bring you the strength of this message. But he was looking at, how can I custom tailor my sessions for your church? What are you guys flowing in right now? And so I shot him the information, that sort of a thing. And he was so excited. He was like, this is perfect. I got it. Like, this exactly what I need. So I'm just like, really excited to hear what he brings, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, God uses him in the prophetic, and we've got him actually closing out this year's conference, because I wanted to give him the opportunity that should the Spirit lead him that way, that he has time and space to be able to do what God moves him to do. You know, I keep talking about this from the pulpit when we're announcing RockCon, that this is time for us to set aside for God to move in our lives.
Yeah. And you have to make time for that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you do sports, like, you do family time, like, you do. I mean, really, you have to schedule this in.
Yes.
Yeah. And God deserves it.
And we do organize our lives that way.
To get built up in your maturity in Christ, because this is going to take you to new levels with God.
Well, think about it. Have you ever had a life changing moment at a conference?
Absolutely. Every time.
Every time, right?
Every time.
And for me, it seems like it's always at the end of the conference. I don't know why God waits the whole conference to, like, finally draw. I mean, I could tell you stories. I remember one time, actually 10 years ago, I went up Northern California conference at a friend's church up there, and it was packed place, you know, probably 4,000 people in the auditorium. I think, you know, it was some great speakers. The final speaker was Sammy Rodriguez, who we had at last year's RockCon. He opened us up last year, and just a great man of God. He was preaching this message, and the whole message, I'm like, yeah, that's fantastic. That's phenomenal. You know, amen. This is that. I'm getting ready to walk out of the auditorium, get on a plane, and come home. And literally was going to walk out of the auditorium, get in the car, drive to the airport, and then just fly home, because that's how much time I had. And they did communion at the end, and it was like God dropped everything on me in that moment of communion.
Mm. Yeah. For me, it happened one time when we were at, I think we were at a Gateway conference. And it was like the announcements.
Announcements?
I know.
That was your moment?
Yeah. And I don't remember who was doing the announcements even. One of their pastors wasn't even like one of their headliners.
Wow.
Right? Like, it was just some guy who was wonderful and probably faithful to the house. And he came up and he just started speaking life and just deposit. And I was like writing as fast as I could. And the Lord was giving me a vision about like things that were going on in my heart that I couldn't like put words to. But he gave me an actual, like, a picture of it.
Hmm.
And so it was like, what if I wouldn't have been there?
Yeah.
Would I have gotten that healing that I had needed in that moment? And yeah. So you just never know when it's going to be a moment that God's going to speak to you. It could be before, it could be after, it could be in the middle, it could be during announcements. Who knows?
And that's the thing. When we give God time, when we give him space, he uses those areas and those arenas to be able to deposit things into our lives. And you never know. It could be a conversation out in the courtyard.
Yeah.
It could be at lunch sitting with some friends that you trust that brings something out that God spoke to them that resonates in your heart, or it's a word for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen in so many places. We've met up with people. You know what's funny? Okay, you just mentioned the Gateway Conference. You remember your sister and brother.
Which one?
Miranda and Henny. Okay, they pastor the Rock Church Temecula.
Woot woot. And love our Temecula people.
Love Rock Church Temecula.
Yep.
And so this year, actually, we're partnering with Rock Church Temecula.
I know,
they're
exciting.
Bringing their people. They're coming along.
Pastor Jess is going to host the intro.
Now, you're Pastor Jess to us, but they don't, probably most of our church members don't know this, but there's a woman named Jessica, and her last name
Pleasant.
Is Pleasant.
And if you knew her, she's hood.
Ah, she certainly was. Well, she's one of us, right? She started with us.
She came out of our young adults group.
When we were the young adults pastors. Yes.
And she's a white girl that speaks Spanish fluently.
Now, I don't know how much Spanish she speaks anymore because she's been down there in Temecula.
Yeah. And now she's married to a black man. I mean, she is just like everywhere, part of everybody's world. Jess is hyper. She's in your face. She loves Jesus. She has deep convictions.
She didn't pull any punches, though, I tell you.
Delight.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I never not laugh when I'm with
her. I always say she's the homie.
She is the homie.
You know, like there's no other way to describe it. Pastor Pleasant.
Is that an old word? Like, did we just age ourselves?
Probably.
I think we did.
Probably. So the young kids would call her an unk.
She's an unk. Okay. Got it.
That's dating
for
this podcast.
For all the young people, you know what that is.
Yeah, because in a month, they're going to change the language again, and we won't know what it is.
Yes.
Like the code word to get into the group. We're out.
I've already been out a long time ago. I'm okay
with
it.
Yeah, I really don't care if I'm out.
So Pastor Pleasant.
Yes.
And so we always thought it was funny that when she married her amazing, wonderful husband, who's awesome.
Amazing man of God.
Yeah.
Who is pleasant. Yes.
Actually.
He is delightful.
She marries him and we're like, it's funny that your last name is Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Because
she
you're
just
not
rolled
exactly
her eyes when I talked
gentle.
To her about it. Yeah. Like, she just rolled her eyes and was like, I know. She's gonna do the pre-show though with Trey, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
That'll be fun. But then, Friday night, we're launching the conference with Pastor Henny.
Oh, man.
And this circle back with where we were at with the Gateway Conference, we have met up with Henny and Miranda all over the world, literally. All over the United States, I should say. Because remember, we were in San Diego in line for breakfast. If you've never been to Richard Walker's in San Diego, you are missing out on life.
You got to stand in line.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but the line goes fast.
Get their Dutch babies.
I need to go right now. My mouth is watering.
If you don't know what a Dutch baby is, look it up.
Look it up. Not literal Dutch babies. But anyways, that's beside the point.
No, it's a food.
We're in line at Richard Walker's. And did Miranda hear you talking?
I don't remember.
I think she heard you talking. And we heard Jess. And we turn. And there they are.
Yeah.
In line in San Diego. And we're like,
my sister is two people down in line for me. It's so
weird. We didn't plan it, nothing like that.
We had breakfast together.
So we ended up having breakfast, had a great time. Then when we went to New York, you remember this?
Yeah, for our 40th or 40 year birthday.
5 years ago, for our 40th, we were blessed with a trip to New York during Christmas time.
Oh my gosh, it was dreamy before New York became so crazy.
All of the decorations, we saw Hamilton.
It was awesome.
On the stage,
like
not
the
on the screen.
Like, we have never been on any trip like that before.
We got to see the Rockettes. You remember that?
Oh, that was my favorite.
That was the best.
The favorite of all.
I don't know. Like, I was amazed that they brought Jesus and brought the nativity.
So much
and,
God
I mean,
in
it
that.
Was
I'm like crying. I'm like, he's just so worthy. Like, I was just a mess.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was. I would do that.
It snowed. And we were on
it
the top
so
of a double-decker bus, and we were outside.
Freezing.
And it was just snowing.
Freezing.
And now, I was like, I love this.
Here's the funny part about this whole trip is that we got there, right? And I think you saw, was it a post or was it?
Yeah, so my sister posts on Facebook randomly, and we had just gotten to New York, and it looked like New York where she was at. Now, if you know Miranda and Henny, they travel everywhere.
They're always going somewhere,
So they're always gone somewhere. And I'm like, hey, so I shot her a text, hey, are you in New York? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, so are we. where are you at? And she's like, what? No way. And so they met us up for dinner that night.
And we just hung out the rest of the trip.
It was the best meal we've all ever eaten in our life. They came to
Hamilton with us.
It was literally the anniversary trip with Hindi and Miranda.
Yeah, because awesome. It was our 40th and their 25th wedding anniversary, right?
I don't remember.
And we were only on that bus because Miranda wanted to go on the bus.
Yes, but it was great. Every part of that trip was dreamy.
It was awesome. It was awesome. So, Gateway Conference. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're walking in. This is in Texas.
Yeah, we're in Texas, Dallas, Texas. Didn't talk to my sister. Like, had no idea.
As we're walking into the conference.
They're walking in.
Here's Hindi and Miranda.
I'm like, what are you doing here again? So, like, we live an hour away from each other, but yet we find each other all over.
All over the United States. So, we've told them, hey, let's not plan a vacation again to, like, you know.
Well, now the joke is, like, every time they're doing something fun, because, like, they go on cruises and they go somewhere, and I'm like, hello, is that where I should be right now? How come you didn't let me in on that? Like.
Yeah, and the joke is, no, you're supposed to just show up. You're supposed to just have that sister intuition.
Supposed to be like a sister intuition.
And just show up. So, no, I mean, it's cool. But Hindi, you know, I've said this about him for years. I don't know many people that are anointed to preach like Hindi is anointed to preach.
Oh, he's so gifted.
I mean, it's a gift of God.
I mean, he is so dynamic in his deliverance of the word of God.
Yeah.
And he's like full. So just get ready to just be like a funnel coming down on you of wisdom and revelation, because it's like
taking a drink out of a fire hose.
It's so good.
I mean, that guy.
And they'll be like, you'll be like, oh, good.
Well, knowing the Rock, I mean, we're going to be standing to our feet, waving the hanky and all that good stuff. But I mean, just the guy is just a fireball. I mean, your dad used to say he had 6 messages in one.
For sure.
You know, because you couldn't take notes fast enough. The guy was just so rapid fire, just
blow
your mind.
He's where the heart of this conference came from, because you and I.
So, yeah, we went down in January. And yeah, I mean, we're flowing with the theme of strength for this year.
Yeah.
But he preached a message.
Bad Christmas. Because it was our first Christmas without my dad.
Yeah, it was tough. Everybody was grieving. Everybody was mourning.
It was very hard, yeah.
It was such a tough time. But yeah, we went down to the Rock Temecula. We took a weekend off.
The whole family went.
And the whole family.
All my sisters, my cousin, my nephews, like everybody.
And Hindi preached out of Joshua. And this is where we found our, I can't show the camera your, this is Pastor Jess's phone. But he was preaching out of Joshua chapter 1, talking about Moses, the servant of God, is dead. And now it's time to move over and go cross over this Jordan and inherit the land. But verse 3 of Joshua chapter 1 says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Mm. And that's where when we say step into strength, we're talking about that. Because later on in verse number, I mean, he says it 3 times in this this passage. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. And then obviously verse number 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? 3 times he tells Joshua, be strong and very courageous. He says, step into the land, be strong and courageous.
Yeah.
And so the theme of this conference this year is step into strength.
Which came from Pastor Hindi, who is kicking off this conference this year, which Him is totally cool.
And Bethel Music.
Hey! Woo! Okay. So, but we can talk about this, okay?
Can we?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. If I'm allowed to say the artist that canceled on us.
No, don't say
okay,
it.
Okay, don't say
it. Don't say it.
He's awesome, though, and we do love him, and he'll come back for another time. But he is. He works with my daughter at her college.
You're giving away too much now.
I'll just say that. And he is coming out with his own album, and so he did in his clause say, like, if something comes up, I won't be able to make
but
it.
But don't say
I'm
who
come.
He went with either, because that's going to give it away, too.
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
And so we're not mad at him.
No, we love him.
We love him, and
he's great.
We'll have him another time. But we were like, what are we going to do now? Oh, my goodness.
So to finish the story, he got a tour.
Yeah.
Which was huge. And we're like, no, you should take that.
Yeah,
especially
you should take it.
The group that he's partnered up with. Yeah. It was awesome.
It's like a
great thing for him. And so,
but then we were like, okay, well, then what are we supposed to do? And so we're getting our worship team ready. But yeah, Dan, you just had it in you. Like, no, I want to bring in.
I just felt strong. Team. So we reached out to some different people, and there were some opportunities and things, but there wasn't a settling.
We knocked on doors, and they closed, and we were like, okay, that wasn't right.
But, I mean, while we were knocking, one of the first doors we knocked on was Bethel Music, and I just really felt strongly to keep.
You were very adamant.
I kept after him because, those are those little nudges that I was talking about in the morning services that God gives us, where you just have something on you.
Yeah.
And you realize later, that was God. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing is as we were reached out to Bethel Music. They were open to it. They had some other stuff surrounding, but they didn't have anything on the Friday night. And they were like, oh, okay, we're in the area. We've got our team there. And so we started talking to them about that. And you know, obviously they're like, who do you want? Because
yeah,
they have,
we didn't even know what they were talking about. We're like,
they've got
anybody?
The Johnsons, the McClures.
Like, yeah,
I mean, they've got all these different worship leaders, and yep. there's some amazing people.
We're kind of not like big name people. You and I are like, whatever.
Well, you know, we've met Jesus. And so that's the only guy that impresses us these days. But I think our church too, they don't know what's Bethel Music, what's Elevation, what's, you know, Maverick City. They don't know any of that.
They really
stuff.
Don't.
If we're singing a song, they're like, oh, that's a great song. I like the song.
I like that song. Yeah.
You know, but the cool thing is that they said, well, we're going to send you Zariah. I want to make sure I say her name right. Zachary, right?
Yes.
Zariah Zachary. And so one of our worship leaders follows her and knows her music and was like, I hope it's her, you know. And then it was
really?
Her. Yeah.
Okay,
oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. And just.
And there's a song that I actually brought back. Not from Bethel, but from Passion.
Yeah.
I went, and it was Fall Like Rain.
Fall Like Rain.
In fact, Brooke Fraser had been the one that had sang it at the conference I went to. And I was like, guys, this song, we've got to bring this into our worship sets.
Yes.
And it has been almost like an anthem the rest of this year.
Absolutely.
And every time it hits in our services, people are just on their knees.
Spirit of God is
God
moving.
God just does
yeah.
things. Little did we know.
She was a co-writer on the song.
She was a co-writer on this song.
So cool.
I see how God does just intricately put things together. So yeah. I can't wait to see what he's going to do because we have been hit. There has been one hit after another on our poor staff, on us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, anytime you do something for God, Satan really tries to take you out.
Yeah.
And so we've had staff members in the hospital, more than one, like I think three of our main guys.
Yeah,
like,
it's been
literally in the hospital.
Well, you know, on the podcast, we often talk about, you know, the guys behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Even the guys behind the scenes have had some hits
yep.
and health challenges and things like that. Yep. So be praying for our staff. Be praying
for our staff.
I mean,
for
just
the teams.
Yeah.
Pray for the organization of it. We've had to like adjust and pivot. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot. You know, I do pray that people put a priority on coming.
Absolutely.
You know, and don't let money be an issue.
No. No.
Because we can get in faith for that. And, you know, it's just like,
we don't want money to stop anybody from coming.
No, no. Because really for me as a pastor, my heart is like, I want to bring to the Inland Empire, maybe people they would never get to go see.
Yeah.
And that they get to sit under.
Well, like Catherine Wolfe, like you said, to travel all that way from Georgia to
what
California.
What she's sacrificing
and
to
what
be
she's,
here. Like,
what she's going to put herself through just to be with us. I mean, that's priceless.
We have to honor that. And like know that God is like, going to totally use her in people's lives. Zariah, like, she's coming, and I believe that she's just going to fill up. I'm praying our worship team just gets blessed. You know, they're always on. They're always working their butts off. They're just, like, grinding.
But they love
to
worship.
But they get to sit.
Yeah.
And they get to enjoy that night that she's leading, and I'm, like, excited for them. You know,
it'll be
they
wonderful.
Get to have that, especially with our worship leader, you know, Reverend Tiva. She just lost her dad too, and so this has been a season of grief and trial and error. And so anyways, I just would say to our podcast listeners, pray for our teams, pray for our staff,
pray for the conference,
pray for this conference, and make it a priority to be there.
Absolutely.
Like, clear your schedules, move them around. But we're not done, because the conference is not over on Saturday.
No.
The conference is moving into the weekend. And when we were praying about, Dan and I took 2 days off to pray. One of them got very much so interrupted. But the second one, we did like, no, we're not going to be interrupted, you know. And when we pressed in, we were going over the conference details with the Holy Spirit. And we were talking about some of the workshops. And we wanted to ask Pastor Deborah. And we just never know if she's like ready to be like in front of people. You know, the grief of losing Pastor Jim has been just so intense. And so we called her just to kind of fill her out. She's in Oregon right now.
Yeah, see if she want to do a breakout, that sort of thing, be a part of the conference.
She starts preaching at us, like, preaching.
Preaching.
And we were like, so we're on the phone like, he's going to preach. She's
Main session. Move the agenda.
Yeah. And so we asked her if she would come, and she's like, okay, but can I do, like, the week? Like, I don't, let me just come. And so she's going to come and be the speaker for Sunday morning.
Sunday
services.
Morning, 9 and 11.
So, and the message she's going to bring, guys,
you
is
need
gonna
it.
Be so
you talk
incredible.
About strength.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So it's going to be so
We've
good.
We've already heard it in her initial preaching over the phone. So, yeah.
And I was so moved and
amazing.
Inspired and ready
and
to go.
And then Dr. Jorge's doing it, Roca.
Yes.
That'll be great.
Oh, man.
En español.
I know. And yeah. I just love when he gets to speak in Spanish because he's just like a light of fire.
The mother tongue.
Yes, he's awesome. And then they are, Denise and Jorge will be opening up our Saturday morning services too. So, I mean, they have a main session early.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be great.
And then we have, you have a guest speaker for one of your business ones. We have guest speaker coming in.
Yeah, we're bringing in Denise. Dr. Denise is going to be with us talking about being a woman in the business world. But we brought in, we have a business leaders group. It's a small group that's been meeting. They've been doing business leaders breakfasts.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be doing that. But
so if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business leader, you need to get connected
to
this
team. Be a part of it. Yeah, yeah, doing some kingdom business. I was talking to one of the leaders. He wants to call it. It's a hard word to say, and I might need to make him change it because I don't know that people are going to get onto it. But kingdom entrepreneurs. Yes,
what he's saying.
That's where I'm like, I gotta. Sorry, I gotta talk to you about this. We need to
like,
figure this
that
out.
Say five times fast.
You can't. Yeah, no. Yeah, that, I couldn't even say it one time fast. You know, or slow. But kingtrepreneurs.
It's like me preaching and saying Amalek.
Elimelech. Yeah, that's an Elimelech. Elimelech. But kingtrepreneurs, there it is. I said it finally.
You have to sing it.
Sing it. Oh, yeah, it does help, right? That's how they actually, did you know that's how they help people with stuttering?
Sing it again.
I don't want to sing it. I'm done. I'm moving on. But anyways, one of the leaders is Rafael Zaragoza, who owns a heating and air conditioning business. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be with us talking about his unique story and the things, that sort of a thing. So yeah, please be a part of all the workshops, breakout sessions. I'm doing one on discipleship. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just going to be, you have a breakout session, right?
I'm going to do one on our purpose.
Our purpose.
Stepping into strength. And
in
the
your purpose.
Of what God is calling you into.
So important. Yeah. So amazing. We've got Ross Johnston coming. He's,
Ross is
for the youth.
Too.
He's going to be part
of
it.
We got a lot.
It's a lot.
We have stuff for the kids too. We haven't even touched that.
RockCon Kids. I mean, we're out of time, but
they're doing a kids conference.
Kids conference,
full
laser
on.
Tag, all that good
the
stuff for the kids.
They're going to have full on youth conference.
Youth, yeah, youth track that they're going to do. And like I said, Ross Johnston, he was actually born through artificial insemination in a test tube.
Yeah.
And he was raised by two women.
Yep. In a lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
Never knew God.
And God got a hold of his heart, and now he's a preacher and an evangelist and amazing.
Sold
so you youth are going to hear an amazing story. And he's a powerful man
he's
of God.
He's a revivalist.
So a lot of stuff going on. And all the way through Sunday night, we're going to have our sunset, S-O-N set, worship with some old school
acoustic. Okay, so when
acoustic.
You say old school, it's like, I think like Amazing
Lord,
Grace.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
And it's going to be all acoustic.
I don't know if that one's on the,
And we don't have a ton of chairs that we're putting out. So you need
bring
to
your
bring
blankets,
your
bring your
blankets,
chairs.
Bring your lawn chairs because it's just going to be a time for the family to worship together.
Kind of like sunrise service, right?
No,
but
sunrise,
it's sunset
we have
service.
Chairs.
Well, we have some chairs.
We are not renting chairs.
No, we have some chairs, but people bring their blankets and their.
Yeah, so bring your stuff because sunrise
bring
they
your
don't.
Stuff. Oh, no, they do.
Some do.
They do.
So.
Well, let's wrap this up. Pastor Jess, would you pray for the conference? And pray for our listeners and viewers. That way, you know, as they're preparing their hearts to come into this, you know, and linking our faith together and just believing God for great things in their life as we set aside this time to just connect with God.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lord, we just come before you today. And Lord, we thank you for what you're about to do. We pray for every person that comes, Lord. I pray you would fill them to the brim, Lord, and overflow, God, in their lives with your grace, your mercy, your love. Lord, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, God. Lord, I pray, God, that the prophetic would be active and rolling, God, during this conference. Lord, meet us, Lord. We ask for a fresh anointing. We ask for the presence of God during this conference. We pray over every speaker that's coming in and every host that's going to be hosting and every person that's behind the scenes putting the videos together and ushers and greeters, Lord, and all the people running the children's ministry and the youth ministry. And Lord, every single person that's putting time in, Lord, anoint them. Lord, bless their homes, bless their children, bless their bodies, bless their souls. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection upon them. And Lord, we declare no weapon formed against this conference and everybody coming, Lord, will prosper. But Lord, let the power of God fall on us. And Lord, we thank you for what it is you're about to do. And Lord, we love you. We pray a special grace to be upon every speaker. Lord, speak well through them and wear them well in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Well, hey, family, like, subscribe, comment. We'd love to hear your questions. And hope to see you at RockCon 2025. God bless you guys.